This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. While people are still talking in Glasgow at the big UN climate conference, there's a little bit of rubber meeting the road economic policy that's got to be talked about. It's relevant to getting us off fossils and onto renewables. The Biden administration says it wants solar to go from 4% of our electricity mix to 40% by 2035. That's a big jump in not a whole lot of time. And at a hearing this week, the solar industry told the International Trade Commission that it's not going to happen if the White House keeps a Trump-era tariff on solar panels on the books. Those tariffs, as tariffs theoretically are, were supposed to protect American solar manufacturers. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports today from the desk of Unintended Consequences.
When you're talking about tariffs on solar supplies, there are two different objectives.
Is the goal here to increase manufacturing jobs in the United States, or is the goal here to deploy as much renewable energy as one can and therefore hopefully to mitigate climate change?
That's Jeffrey Ball. He teaches energy policy and finance at Stanford. So if the goal is to increase manufacturing jobs in the U.S., have the tariffs worked?
A bit, but not anywhere near as much as the proponents of tariffs long have argued they wanted them to.
Since the tariffs were imposed, solar panel production in the U.S. has tripled, but imports still make up 85% of sales. Some domestic manufacturers say they need more time and even stricter tariffs to compete. Mamoun Rashid is CEO of Auxin Solar, based in San Jose, California.
How do I possibly make a sale when my competition is offering a module that's been brought into this country and the price of that module is lower than my bill of materials?
Now, given that, there's the other question. How does the U.S. deploy as much solar as possible? Abigail Ross Hopper, president of the trade group Solar Energy Industries Association, says we need a different approach.
Like strong policies that support U.S. manufacturing, but those strong policies are not additional taxes that ultimately consumers pay.
Which is what these tariffs are. She says what's more, without imports, it's going to be impossible to meet the solar industry's obligation in Biden's energy transition goals. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.